In Kenya, there's a manhunt for one of America's most wanted terrorism suspects. Fazul Abdullah Mohammed is believed to be the al-Qaeda operative behind the bombings at the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania 10 years ago. Kenyan police have accused three people of helping Mohammed escape arrest over the weekend. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
The 1998 embassy bombings in the cities of Nairobi and Dar es Salaam happened almost simultaneously. Truck bombs exploded and killed more than 250 people. Thousands were wounded. The aftermath in the Kenyan capital was a scene of horrific destruction.
We had a loud bang and people screaming all over. And we saw the vehicles here being mangled, people being thrown apart. And you know, at that time, we were at the other side of the building. So by the time we were moving in, we found people screaming and running out.
At the time, U.S. intelligence agencies knew that al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden had called for attacks against Americans. They also knew that an al-Qaeda cell was active in Nairobi. Then U.S. Ambassador to Kenya, Prudence Bushnell, says the warning signs were there.
It didn't smell right. Had someone sat down and put all of that information together, heaven knows had they brought me into it, we could have come to some conclusion, certainly, about the vulnerability of the embassy.
In a recent interview with the BBC, Kenyan intelligence officer Marsden Madoka said his agency had informed U.S. officials of the possibility of a terrorist attack, but he said they didn't take the information seriously.
According to our intelligence network, they did pass on the information, but maybe they should have taken a lot more precaution.
Nowadays, the U.S. government takes security concerns a lot more seriously, and that's partly because of lessons learned from the bombings in Africa 10 years ago. Those buildings, for example, had no protective measures against car bombs. In contrast, the new U.S. embassy in Beijing that opens up in a few days' time is specially designed to resist just such attacks. Over the years, American facilities around the world have been retrofitted with a variety of security features. But 10 years after the embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania, al-Qaeda operatives thought to be responsible are still at large. People like Fazul Abdullah Mohammed continue to evade capture. Roger Cressy is a former counterterrorism official on the National Security Council. Cressy has no doubt that Mohammed belongs on the FBI's most wanted list.
He was one of the leaders of the East Africa bombing attacks. He trained in al-Qaeda. He had direct links back to the al-Qaeda leadership. And he really was the coordinator for a lot of al-Qaeda's East Africa activities in the pre-9/11 world.
Mohammed is thought to be the leader of an al-Qaeda cell in Somalia. And according to news reports, he recently crossed into Kenya to get medical treatment. Kenyan authorities suspect that he was behind a car bombing in 2002 at an Israeli-owned hotel, along with a failed attempt at the time to shoot down an Israeli aircraft in the same region. Roger Cressy says all these details on Mohammed, along with a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head, still doesn't make capturing him easy.
Well, the best example of that is think of where we are in the hunt for bin Laden. We've probably got an extremely good idea, measured in square miles, as to where he's at. Yet what is in bin Laden's favor is the geography is in his favor and the population is in his favor in places like Pakistan. In the case of Fazul Mohammed, it's very similar. These are areas where the people are sympathetic to him. It's easy for him to blend in. If he practices the type of operational security you'd expect of an experienced al-Qaeda operative, he is not going to be sloppy and create opportunities where the United States or Kenyan officials can go after him.
Kenyan authorities have stepped up police and naval patrols in the coastal area where Mohammed is said to have narrowly escaped arrest a few days ago. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.